Questions are being asked about why a publicly open Tasmanian court was shown images of child pornography. Earlier this week, the former ABC presenter Andy Muirhead pleaded guilty to three charges relating to viewing the images. After his guilty plea, the judge in the case asked to view an example of the sometimes graphic and sadistic images Muirhead had downloaded. But rather than closing the court, which is what would happen in many states, the court remained open. And a warning, David Mark's report contains some descriptions of child pornography.
On Monday this week, Andy Muirhead pleaded guilty to two federal charges and one Tasmanian charge of accessing and possessing child pornography. He'd downloaded more than 12,000 photographs and 24 videos of child porn, involving children aged between 3 and 14. The judge hearing the case was the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Tasmania, Ewan Crawford. Before sentencing, His Honour asked to see an example of the images. They ranged from pictures of naked children to those depicting sadism, bestiality and bondage. In many instances, courts are closed when child pornography images are shown, particularly when there is a guilty plea. But Chief Justice Crawford decided the images could be played before an open court, arguing the need for open justice was paramount. He gave those in the court the option of leaving, and most did. But some are still concerned that whenever images are played, they can re-traumatise the victims.
I actually have a lot of concerns about that practice.
Dr. Helen Pringle is from the School of Social Sciences at the University of New South Wales.
My view is that children are re-traumatised every time that that material is downloaded and viewed. And that's really the view that is based on victims' testimony, on children's testimony, or adults who were made into child pornography in their youth. So I'm following their lead in that way as well.
So are you arguing then that the children involved in these images would have been re-traumatised by the very fact that these images were played once again in the Tasmanian Supreme Court?
Well, yes, I think so.
Chief Justice Crawford argued that it was unlikely that local children would be in the material, and he said he thought the public could judge the material for themselves. Nevertheless, the decision to show child pornography images in an open court is rare. A spokeswoman for the Commonwealth Director of Public Prosecutions, who brought the case against Muirhead, told PM,
"It is not the usual practice of courts, in the CDPP's experience, for images to be displayed and able to be viewed by members of the public."
Greg Barnes is a director of the Australian Lawyers Alliance.
Look, it's unusual to the extent that it doesn't happen a lot, and we have in our courts around Australia every week someone being dealt with for child pornography images, and it would be very rare for them to be shown in court. However, it's not unknown.
Most of the people who were invited to leave if they wanted by Chief Justice Ewan Crawford took up the opportunity and left the court. What are the arguments in favour of keeping a court open?
Well, look, the essential argument is that the Australian system of justice is what's called an open system of justice, and courts, when considering whether or not to suppress evidence or to close courts to the public, will have to be persuaded that there are very strong grounds for departing from that general principle.
So what are the rules regarding images of child pornography in court? While this case was essentially a federal one, it was heard in the Tasmanian Supreme Court, and so the Tasmanian law applies. The Tasmanian Director of Public Prosecutions told PM,
"Our practice is not to show the images in open court."
But the law states,
"When material alleged to be child exploitation material is on display in court, the court may exclude from the court any person who is not an essential person."
In other words, it's up to the discretion of the court, and that's the case in most jurisdictions. PM contacted each state and territory about their laws on showing images of child pornography in court. New South Wales handles each case on an individual basis, but generally images are seen in the privacy of a judge's chambers. It's the same in the ACT and South Australia. But in Western Australia, it's different. A spokesman told us,
"In a plea of guilty, images of child pornography are only shown to the judge and counsel."
We're yet to get responses from Victoria, Queensland and the Northern Territory.
David Mark and Felicity Ogilvie prepared that report.